Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hello everybody, and this is Barbara Hofmeister, your host today of the To Be show. And our guest today is wonderful idea. She's taking her art on the road, and I'm really looking forward to find out how she does that. The name of her is Joanne Morton. And Joanne says that she is an artist, a writer, and a human being. I think the last one is important to remember. Whatever you do, you are still a human being. You know, the rest is part of who you are, but you are a human being. You are part of all of us. I think hello.
Hello, Barbara. Can you hear
yes,
me?
Yes, hi, yes.
Okay.
I just got dropped out. I was waiting for you. Nice to have you. I was just in the middle of the introduction when I got thrown out of the line.
That's okay. That happens to the best of us. It happened to me on Sunday's show.
Yeah, it's strange. It seems to happen lately. You know, I've been on 3 shows yesterday, and it also happened there that the host was thrown out. I wasn't, but the host was. A couple of times, so that seems to be some glitch on Blog Talk Radio. Anyway, welcome to the show. And I was just introducing you. I was just telling our listeners a little bit about you, that you are on the MPL USA Art Tour, sharing positive energy from sea to sea. And you call it an interactive art journey, and I want to know more about it.
Okay, well, I love when other people say it because it just makes it so much more real, you know? We have it's so true because I know, you know, for me, I've dreamt of doing a major art project for years and years and years. And when you dream something, it's, you know, it feels good, but then to actually be doing it and being it and then hearing other people say it too, it just feels good. You know, and I'm at a process where my planning it, where I'm starting to have those little limiting belief thoughts that come in and say, you don't have enough Facebook friends, you shouldn't be doing this, you know, and you see other people. And then, you know, thankfully I've been doing so much work on, you know, understanding and forgiving myself when I have those moments. And I just say, you know what, get back to the present moment. You know, you're going to have a fabulous conversation with Barbara talking about magic, passion, love, and being, and you're exactly where you need to be. And so thank you for, you know, this is perfect timing for me to be having a conversation about this. So I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Excellent. So the MPL USA Art Tour means Magic, Passion, and Love USA Art Tour, right?
Yes, yes. And Magic Passion Love is, if you go to magicpassionlove.com, that's the website, Magic, Passion, Love came to me in 2003 when I was walking down Avenue A in the East Village in New York. And over the years, I've been working with these three words, you know, not always understanding why they came to me, but I've come to understand that magic, passion, love is a renewable, sustainable energy source found within all of us. And when used, life feels good. And when shared, wow. And because I've been doing things that allow my magic and I feel my passion and I live my love, I do feel better. You know, I do feel better because that's been my ultimate goal over the past, you know, 10 years is how can I feel good being a human? I liked what you said earlier about how my tagline is I'm a writer, artist, human being. I had to accept my humanness, and I feel that's a resistance. I know that it could be a little like, well, first we're accept that we're human. But for me, I had issues about not being perfect enough, about not looking pretty enough. That human body, the vessel that we are, isn't the one that we think we should be in.
Yeah,
but
we are all most of us are very critical of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing, I think many, many people can relate to, that, you know, you have the feeling that you're not good enough or you're not ready. And, you know, let's make it more perfect. When I wrote my book, I'm telling you, I rewrote it so many times, you can't even imagine. I mean, It was never good enough. And always I had another idea, and I have to add this, and I learned a new technique, and I have to edit. And my editor went crazy, you know, he just went crazy.
What was that tipping point that let you check, that said, okay, I'm going to stop this now? What was the tipping point?
Well, it was actually because I heard Mike Littman speak, and he said, you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. And I thought, okay, and this young guy is right. We don't have to get it right, we just have to get it going. Because I was watching people, you know, run past me, and I thought, what is this? You know, I've got much more experience. I really have something to show for here that, you know, it's proven that this stuff works. And these people that are total newcomers, young kids, they hardly have any life experience, and they become this well-known inspirational or motivational speaker. And I thought, Barbara, get yourself into gear. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. So that was one of the things. And the second was just the acceptance that really it is good enough, because the other, you know, I mean, it definitely is such a great collection of techniques in the book. I don't know if you had the opportunity to read it yet, but it helps so many people, and I can see it now from the feedback. But I understand exactly what you said earlier. When you hear somebody else talk about it, or when you get feedback from your art tour, it must be similar to what I'm doing with the book. When I get feedback, now I know it's real. Now I know that I've really written something that is important, something that people get value out of, you know, get results from. And same in your case, when I say the MPL USA art tour, sounds good, right?
Yes, it does. I know. And it's exciting. And I'm just constantly thrilled to be part of this growing number of people who are willing to say out loud what makes them feel good, makes their spirit feel good, and share their way of doing it. Because as we all know, there's so many different ways that, you know, I used to make fun of Deepak Chopra, you know, and then now one of his books in my Bible, because I wasn't ready for it when I was listening to the words, you know, 15 years ago. But now when I hear it now, I understand the language. You know, it's like Shakespeare, you know, sometimes. And so I'm so grateful for everybody who is sharing, because I'm going to start, I love, even though it was don't have to do it right, just make it go and keep it going. Just do it. Just go. What was it again? What did you say again? Say that again.
You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going.
You have to get it right, get it going. Yes, that's exactly, yes, perfect. I know. And I remember when I was a TA for film class, and the kids would be making their films and getting all stressed out. I'm like, this isn't going to be your last film. It's only your first film. And this is, you know, you're going to have many books come out of you, I can sense, you know. You're going to have a few more. So that was, I know, you just have to remember, this is not my first and only project. I have many more. I know. So I am traveling, but I traveled a little bit slower when I first started. And that's the other thing, the other lesson that I'm learning lots of life lessons, is you really need to go with the flow. You know, trust your instincts and trust to know when you know it's okay to keep going. And then I landed on this island in Georgia near Savannah called Tybee Island. And if anybody has been here, they understand what I'm talking about. And for those who've not been here, it's so beautiful. It's just one of the most beautiful places I've ever imagined. I could never imagine that this would be, you know, in Georgia. And it's given me a lot more more openness to understanding that I'm going to be given so many more new, fabulous experiences to discover because I'm taking this leap of courage to follow my art soul. And so I've been here the last 4 months. I'm still here. I'm still on the island. Actually, this afternoon I'm going to go to the Bonaventure Cemetery in Savannah to explore that. And I'm going to be leaving on October 4th. I'm going to go back up to Ohio with my parents, and they are graciously giving me a minivan. And then I'm going to drive to New York City and get some stuff. I've been, like, wearing the same clothes for the last 4 months. I can't wait to get my other clothes. And then put some stuff in my van, say hey to my friends and, you know, the city that I love, New York City, and then I'm going to start traveling again. And this was an idea that I came up with in February of last year, and it's 6 months later, it's actually really going to be happening. And I think that's pretty good, you know. And there's still some unknowables, like how am I going to, you know, maintain the financial flow of what I'm doing. However, I'm doing some big risks by writing some donor letters, since it's going to send to some companies. I'm going to do a Kickstarter fundraising program, and I'm going to start that in a couple, like in about a week, and see if I can generate some interest and donations that way. And when I go to New York, I'm going to have another fundraising party. I've started to have to really ask for the money for my project. And that's bringing up a lot of issues, my money issues, you know.
That's excellent, because that will bring out some things that have been holding you back and we can clear them up.
Right, you know. But whenever I have these, like, you know, like, oh, whenever I have these little doubts or whatever, I have these moments, I just stop. I take a lot of breaths these days. And then I also just say, just keep allowing your magic. Keep feeling your passion. Keep living your love. And those three words, they came to me because they really have been a constant source of inspiration. And they're simple. You know, when I would just say magic, passion, love, oh, it kind of feels good on your tongue. Mm-hmm. You know, it just kind of makes you smile. You know, whenever you're kind of a bad day, I always tell people, I dare you, just say magic, passion, love and see what happens. Even to someone out loud, see what happens, you know. You know, we take life a little too seriously sometimes.
We definitely do, yeah.
Yeah, and then when the three words allow, feel, live came to me, they actually came to me when I was taking a bath. I used to have this really big, great bathtub in my kitchen in my New York City apartment. So it was like one of those charmingly, you know, old apartments, and I'd have a lot of thoughts in there. And the three words came to me, allow, feel, live. And then I just put them together, allow the magic. When you allow the magic of Barbara to really, truly, you know, come out and sparkle, that's when your gifts get to grow and get going, you know. By publishing your book, you've allowed your magic to be shared, you know. And then when you feel your passion, and that's like when you're feeling your passion, you're having your radio shows and you're meeting all these other great people who are doing things, and you're meeting all your clients, and you're really feeling your passion, that feelings get shared, you know. And it's all about the feelings, you know. We got to feel the challenges, we got to feel the heartache, we got to feel the fear. But when you feel all that, it passes through, and that's when those better feelings really do start, you know, coming to the heights of your soul. And then
you also feel alive, right? When you have those emotions and you go through the emotions, It makes you feel alive and vibrant, and I am here. Hi, you know, see me.
I know. Perfect. And then that's the last one. You're living your love. When you're feeling your passions, you live your love, and that's what you're doing. You can just feel the love coming off you because you live it, you know? You're not afraid to live the love. And so, I mean, this is how I stay, you know, in balance. And I'm accepting it more and more. Because like you, I hear people tell me, they thank me about showing them that it's okay to feel good being them. It's okay being good, feeling good about being the human that you are. Because the spirit energy that is selected the body form, Barbara, to be you right now. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's our responsibilities as spiritual beings to let the human be what the spirit wanted it to be.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's my message. That's what I like to talk about when I travel, you know, and it's kind of deep and heady, but it's fun, you know, and what I've discovered too, because, you know, I lived in New York for 16 years and I had a very, you know how New York City, you know, already where you live for a while, you have your community of people that all kind of feel and think the same way. It's a supportive team, you know, and in New York, because there's just so many cool people. So when I left, I was a little nervous, you know, like would I be able to attract the same kind of, you know, cool people? And you know, we can be egocentric in New York City, especially living in Manhattan, but it's not the end-all be-all, and I've never thought that. But anyway, since I've gone, left it, it's only been 6 months, and I've been in a town where there's a lot of tourists. You know, I work at the gallery here, so I've met a lot of tourists every day, mostly from the southern area, southeast area, but there were people from other places that would come here. And I will tell you, probably one out of three people, maybe two out of three people, I would have a conversation about magic, passion, love in one way or another, and I would tell them of my plan. That's where we know there's a spiritual movement happening, this transformational shift. Because it doesn't matter what color, race, where you're from, what religion, who you're having sex with, how much money you make, there's humans out there that are having their spirits awakened. And that's why I'm glad for shows like yours.
Mm-hmm. That is for sure. I noticed that. I mean, now I'm in contact with so many like-minded people. Why? Because I'm doing all these radio interviews about the book and so on. But many times, last night I was on a show, we didn't talk about the book at all. You know, sometimes I'm an intuitive speaker, so I just go with the flow. Whatever happens, happens.
Right.
It's always centered around this topic of living your passion and your purpose. So, but it feels good. You know, it just feels good because you're with like-minded people, and I definitely notice a difference because I've been into mm-hmm. this for 30-odd years. And there is a massive movement, mm-hmm. more and more people are awakening, mm-hmm. And more people are starting to really live their passions and really look for living a fulfilled life, more than living a busy life. More people looking for that now, yeah.
Yes, totally. And what's so great about this movement, too, is there's little competition. Because I want everyone to be as successful as I am, because it's possible. It's mm-hmm. possible for us all to share this limelight, you know. I love this about that. And I definitely, I'm going to email you because I need you. You're going to be on my show because I want to be magic, passion, love, and to be or not to be.
Yes, right.
Well. I love it. I love the to be because that's really what it is, you know, trying to eliminate those words, I need to do this. Let's do this. How can we change it and shift it to let's be this?
Exactly. It's also that too many people believe they need to be what society wants them to be or what they think society wants them to be. And they say, I am lazy, I am fat, mm-hmm. I am whatever, you know. And they don't think about what they're saying to themselves because the I am is the core of what you are. And it's not that maybe today you were lazy because it was Sunday and you slept in or whatever, you know, and you said to yourself, oh, I've been so lazy. I am lazy. No, you're not. That's just the behavior that you had. It's not who you are as a person, as the core being. And this is also what I like, you know, that people are starting to understand that all this stuff that society has sort of given to us, history has given to us over the many, many years and generations of people that have handed it down to us. This is not who we need to be, and it's not who we
mm-hmm.
are, because our core being is pure spirit, is pure
mm-hmm.
energy.
Yeah.
And the connection there, it's you know, I'm living in Germany in the woods, and I'm talking to you on an island somewhere in Georgia. And I was talking to a lady a little earlier. I have a short fight in the morning that is in Hawaii. And, you know, it makes no difference whatsoever.
It doesn't.
We are connected through our minds, through our spirit.
Yes.
And that is what
totally. I know. Oh, I'm just getting chills all of a sudden. Yeah, no. And it's so important for us to recognize that we, in order for any sort of, you know, change to happen, we do have to take some risk-taking to stop, to change how this is, how we feel we need to be according to society's rules, you know? And so that's one reason why I think I feel pretty proud of myself, because I am a role model to some people. I don't think everybody has a desire to, you know, get in a car and drive around the country and talk about magic, passion, love. But I know that there are these lot of people who do want to do things a little differently. And this is the perfect time to do things a little differently because of this collective consciousness that you're talking about. So people who are looking for work, I believe, don't do it the exact same way. Well, you can do whatever you want, but I would invite you to do it a little differently. So instead of just going on the typical internet, you know, job boards, or, you know, just writing your resume the traditional way, you know, and doing it the exactly same way, I would invite people to do things a little differently, even if it's just one thing. Because when we start doing these little shifts of change, that's when the momentum happens. And I know that's, for me, I'm that's my own personal challenge as well. I mean, I can say, you know, you do it. And that's what I'm trying to do. So with my trying to create financial abundance, I have to do this a little differently, you know. And a part of me is, you know, is trying to say, you got to be realistic. You got to da-da-da-da-da. And I'm like, you know what? I'm single. I don't have a lot of expenses. Just keep trusting that if we can create financial abundance from solar energy and fuel energy and insurance energy and all these other energies, you know, energy sources that society has created as valuable, then I should be able to create financial abundance from magic, passion, love energy, because money is an energy source and MPL is an energy source.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just really interested if I can create this, make this happen. Because if I can do this, then I'm helping us shift our economic value system in a way. And that's what we have to do. We have to make some changes in a way we think about our societies. It's such a big picture. And I'm so grateful that so many people are thinking about this. But I just, and I think art is so valuable. It's so valuable to our planet. And I want to invite other people to experience art as much as they possibly can, because it moves your spirit, and it goes back to loving your spirit.
It does. It does. It's the expression of spirit, I think, art. I mean, I'm not too much into art. I don't know much about it, but it is an expression of spirit. And I did some drawings and some paintings. You know, once in a while I do that. They don't really look like anything, but you can feel the love. You can feel the vibration.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it. And my friends, some of my friends, when they see, they say, wow, you know, who did that? That's really nice. But for me, it's just like a child, you know, trying to...
Well, if you see my work's very childlike. I mean, I use my fingers. I mean, I had a friend, I used to say I can't draw because I don't know. I'm not a very realistic drawer. However, a friend of mine said very wise words. You can draw. You just have to accept the way you draw. And you
yeah.
can paint. You just have to accept that that's the way you paint. And if you and
yeah.
with any sort of, you know, art form, there's a skill that you can learn. You know, we learned how to write. We can learn how to draw. But I don't have the patience.
Yeah.
That's not really what I want to do. So I'm not going
yeah.
to. But it's just accepting who you are as the human that you are. I know.
Joanne, we only have 2 minutes left. So I want you to tell people where they can reach you, how they can follow your journey. And, whatever else you want to share with them in the next 2 minutes or so.
Okay, no, this is great. Well, we're going to talk for an hour on my show, so I'm so excited because I have questions to ask you. Well, you can find me on the internet if you Google Tricky Dame, T-R-I-C-K-Y-D-A-M-E, Tricky Dame. That's my Facebook.com/Tricky Dame, the Twitter, everything is Tricky Dame, and I'm the only thing that comes up, so I'm very grateful that I create a word that's mine. And then my website is TrickyDame.com, and my other website is MagicPassionLove.com. I am looking for more Facebook friends, so you can find me either with Tricky Dame or my name, Joanne Morton, M-O-R-T-O-N. And I'm looking to find people who are in the United States that want me to come visit them and do manifesting mobiles. We even talk about that. But I'm doing all these different art projects that are about sharing positive energy and inviting other people to be able to express their own desires about what they are manifesting in their life right now, because I want us to witness it each other. And so I'm going to be putting all of this on the YouTube pages and Facebook, and I'm excited because I hope to stop traveling by the next spring, and then maybe next year I'll go to Europe. Magic Passion Love in Europe.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, that would be wonderful.
And I'll come to your woods and we'll hang out.
Oh, yeah, it's really nice here. I live next to a small lake in the middle of the woods.
It's
pretty nice. It's very much lonely. I mean, not lonely, but sort of.
I know,
but it's beautiful. It's nice.
How do you say magic, passion, love in German?
I'm not good at
translating. What's the word magic? What's the word magic in German?
Magie.
And then what's passion?
Leidenschaft.
Leidenschaft.
Liebe. Magie, Leidenschaft und Liebe.
Ooh, how beautiful. Thank you. I might have you email that to me. Okay, awesome.
Okay,
that's
Magie,
awesome.
Leidenschaft und Liebe. Yeah, I think in the language that I speak, that's why for me translating is not so easy.
Yes.
Okay, so we got Magie, Leidenschaft und Liebe, and I hope to speak to you again soon, Joanne.
Very, very soon.
It will be a pleasure to be on your show. Just let me know. I'm still here for another 2 weeks, and then I am away most of October. I go to London and to Malaysia. And, but we will find
we can do something together. The perfect
fun.
Oh, totally. This is great. So I'm going to forward this to all my friends so they can listen to this if they haven't already. But thank you so much, and I'm so grateful that you're doing this.
And, well, thank you for having been on the show. It has been a great pleasure. I love to spend time with like-minded people. So everybody that is listening, come and join us for these shows, because this is how we support and help each other. By, you know, sharing our ideas. And they don't have to be identical. They can be different, but at least that we go out and do something, we create something, we give hope to other people, we bring peace into the world, because that is why we are here, so that we can help and support each other. And every one of us can be part of it. Everyone is part of it, whether we want it or not. So you might as well enjoy the trip, enjoy the ride, and I will see you next Tuesday. Same time, same place, with another exciting guest. And Joanne, thanks ever so much for having been here, and I hope to speak to you soon.
Yes, for sure. Everyone have a great day. It's a good one.
Okay, bye-bye. Speak soon, and keep on going. And all of you out there, see, to be or not to be, the choice is truly yours. So make your life a good one. It's up to you. It is your decision and it is your choice what happens in your life. So I hope to see you again next Tuesday, same place, same time. This is Barbara from the To Be Network. See you soon. Bye-bye.